This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ohio Congressman Bob Latta, who represents the Buckeye State's 5th Congressional District. He joins me now to offer his reaction to the president's call to use some of the leftover TARP money, or taxpayer bailout for the banking industry money, to help stimulate job creation. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Now, the president says there's a multifaceted approach here, and the details are still yet to come, and it sounds like he's going to leave most of that up to Congress, but he says he wants to pay down the deficit a little bit. He wants to create some incentives, such as tax breaks and tax credits to help stimulate job creation from small businesses. From what you've heard so far, what do you think?
Well, I tell you, the American people have been saying for months what we should be doing down here, and that's jobs. And, this idea of what they're proposing, of once again, we spent, when we come right down to it, about $1.2 trillion on the stimulus that the Democrats passed earlier this year. You know, that was a dismal failure. Now they want to come back and spend more money. And, the American people have got it right. I was in a factory in my district. Every time I'm home, and I get home every week, I go through factories, small businesses, and the American people are saying the same thing. Number one, we need jobs. But number two, with one guy had it right. He came up to me on a factory floor and says, I don't understand what you guys are doing in Congress, talking about health care. He said, if I can't put a roof over my family's head, if I can't put food on the table, what are we talking about here? And, what we got to do is really look at this issue and get it done correctly. And, we were advocating early on, we had to have tax cuts for businesses right off the bat, not more government spending. These businesses need help right now. And, some of these proposals are saying, well, we're going to try to get these businesses so they can start moving again. They're missing some points. If you're broke right now, you're not going to be investing in anything. And, it's scary. I go through factories that the folks are hanging on by their fingernails that maybe had 140, 150 employees. They're down to 25 people. They lay off one more person, that plant's closing down. And, what they're talking about is what health care is going to do to them, what the cap and tax legislation is going to do to them, what the whole situation is going to do to them when it comes to more, some of these other taxes they're talking about, through health care. And then just environmental regulations through the EPA. And they say, you hit me with one of these things, we're out of business. And so, I don't hear them talking about these other issues. And these are the things that people back home are scared about. These are the people that have got to put people back to work. When they're talking about some of these issues today, it's just like, if you're broke right now, you're not going to be investing right now.
Congressman, now, what specifically would you advocate in terms of tax breaks? Which taxes would you target and how much, and what would be the strategy?
Well, one of the things right off the bat, one of the things we've advocated that's hit small businesses all the time is the death tax. Eliminate the death tax in the United States right now. It's absolutely unfair to small businesses. It's unfair to farmers. And it's something that the American businesses and people shouldn't be paying right now at any time. When you have a situation, you've been paying taxes on this stuff the entire time you're alive. Just interesting enough, there's an article that was in the paper back home over the weekend about a small company that kind of had to close down and get restarted when there was, a $3 million tax bill at death of the founder of the company. And, it really strapped the family, and what are they going to do? They paid $3 million in taxes. So that's one. I've got a bill out there that says what we need to do is, let's just say for businesses out there, we're going to knock 20% off what you've got to pay right now. So if you made $100 this past year, well, you only have to pay taxes on $80. So let's give them something quick. Because this whole notion of saying that we're going to work these things through and that, we're going to get more credit available, that's, the whole credit crisis out there is, I serve on budget committee, and one of the things we've talked about was, the Fed, in my opinion, has been too darn hard with in some of these areas, and what's happened is they've dried up the credit. I've got businesses out there that don't owe a dime to anybody. They can't get working capital. And then I've got banks out there saying, we got money, but we can't lend it. And so we're in a catch-22. And, a lot of this is all being started right here in Washington. And, the problem is we got better look in the mirror and say we've met the enemy and it's us right here that's been causing a lot of these problems for small businesses.
Congressman, what would you do with the leftover TARP money?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I started off my public service career as a county commissioner in the state of Ohio. And the law in the state of Ohio is that I don't care if you're in, and I was also in the state legislature later, but you've got to balance your books. And, you know, one of the things that when they're talking about, you know, moving this money around, you know, if there's leftover money, it should go to say, okay, we're going to, it's got to go right into deficit reduction. Because, you know, we're running a $1.4 trillion deficit this year. And when you look at the out years that the president now says, well, it's going to be in 2019 another $9 trillion being added to the debt on top of the, you know, the almost $12 trillion we have right now. And I've seen estimates it could be up to $13 trillion we're going to owe in another 10 years besides the, what we have right now. So, you know, I think that we've got to do something to help these future generations because, you know, we're going to get down to the point in this country that the federal government's going to be paying on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the debt, and then 10 years after that, we're not even going to be able to make debt payments. And this is a national crisis. You know, the president's always talking, we're in a crisis. This is the crisis we're in right now. And if we can't get people back to work in this country, and, you know, the people in the small businesses are the ones that are going to generate these jobs, not the federal government, we're going to be in a situation that we are, you know, the future generation, which is coming up right behind us right now, is going to say, what did you do to us, not what did you do for us?
Congressman, there was also mentioned by the president today that on the heels of the Cash for Clunkers program, he's pushing what's known as a Cash for Caulkers program, which would offer financial incentives for people to weatherize their homes. Obviously, he's making a green push in addition to everything else as he heads to the climate summit and everything else later in the week. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I haven't read that the whole proposal because I don't think a lot of it's out yet. But I think, you got to go back to where businesses are, where people are right now. You know, I've got 16 counties in the state of Ohio. This past summer, I had six of my counties over 15% unemployment, one at over 17.5%. And folks out there are, you know, they're hanging on, you know, at home are hanging on by their fingernails. And I'm not sure that we're going to be able to incentivize people right now to say, you know what, why don't you go out and because if you're not making any money right now, what are you going to take it off of? And so I think that's a big problem we're going to have with that, that a lot of folks out there are going to say, I haven't got the money right now anyway, or I don't have a job.
Congressman, what are you hearing? How soon will something probably be on the floor?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I just came from a news conference. We were talking about Climate Gate with a working group I'm on. And, you know, several of the members there will be going to Copenhagen. And, you know, the big thing is when they leave here, I believe it's on the 14th, they're not going to be back, I think, till around the 18th. And so the question is, when are we going to get this stuff done? Because the only other alternative is being in session, you know, just before Christmas. And I think that there's probably be some folks out there that say they'd rather not do that. But, you know, when we've got appropriation bills coming back over that aren't done yet, and there's so much unleft work done by this Democrat Congress, of course it all comes to a head at this time of the year. And the word right now is that they'd use the defense budget as the Christmas tree. So, you know, they could be loading that thing up with more amendments than you could shake a stick at.
Well, we'll keep watching. Congressman, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thanks very much. Greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely, sir. Ohio Congressman Bob Latta represents the Buckeye State's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.